drugs wrecked my life. A not so nominated podcast. You know, I just posted something that I had recorded. It was actually last night. And if things come out a little weird and repetitive or backwards or the same episode or the music's off, just bear with me. I am learning entirely alone. So I wanted to address something this morning. So I just posted the episode because I feel as if I'm going to preach integrity and I'm going to preach that helping is my goal and figuring out myself is my goal and just being a productive member of society and hell, who knows, maybe even being somebody that's respected. But to achieve those goals, I've learned one thing for certain. I can't pretend. And if I didn't post that, I don't know that you could really understand how serious this actually is. And that was mild. I cringed when I listened to some of it. I didn't finish. I'm sure I'll get all kinds of hate mail. So please understand, that's what happens to very normal, upstanding citizens. I was very clean for 6 years, ran a business. Everything was very smooth, and I was not on cloud nine and euphoric necessarily all the time, but I promise you, because this is a big deal, we worry that, well, sobriety will be boring. I promise you the truth, and this will be cliche, but I've lived it over and over, and I know it to be true. My very worst day, completely sober, you know, propellers falling off of boats, me having to go 150 feet to find it, and just dealing with horrible days, are infinitely better than my greatest day being high. Now, when you're first getting high, that's just marvelous. Nothing's going to compete. The problem is it's not long before you cross this line that you don't see, but you know you crossed it. Because at that point, you can't go camping. You can't go to the store. You can't do anything for more than a couple hours if you don't have your shit. Anyone who knows about this topic and is involved and currently going through it right now is shaking their head. Absolutely true. You would have to make arrangements around your drug dealers. It's easier to take 4 children to Canobie Lake Park than it would be for myself to go alone, not knowing if I could get my drugs. And then you're rushing, you're making secret calls, you're coordinating so you can meet them at a fucking store along the way. Like you have this sudden crave for a Cracker Barrel, whatever the fuck. No, you're meeting your guy. It's intense, it's exhausting, it's a constant chase, and that's all drugs. And I've got a lot of experience, and as we get to know one another, I'll explain. I was unstoppable. It didn't matter. I could do anything. I truly was a freak of nature when it came to drug use. My tolerance was absurd. It was just ridiculous. And I've had serious, like, looking, no teeth. They fucking, you know, scratching their face off. Junkies telling me, dude, if you don't heat that up, bro, you can't shoot all that. You're gonna die. And until years later, I never even questioned it or even acknowledged. But as I got clean for the who knows what many times, but it was 6 years I ended up getting, it hit me. Holy shit, here's this guy who's dead now. I mean, got AIDS, all that shit. I got Hell's Angels, Outlaws in my kitchen. I mean, it was too much. And they're telling me I'm overdoing it. And these fucking people are completely out of control and lack every moral fiber they've ever known to have. I just was different, although I was at least as much of an addict, if not more. I am truly an addict through and through. That's for everything I do. But last night, speaking like that, that's big part of my problem, particularly. I blame everybody. There's a reason. Everything's bad. Woe is me. You know, if I had a blue check mark, they would care. If somebody, you know, if I was this, they would, if I wasn't a loser, well, because I am, then I'll just sit here in the black, knowing what it leads to. And at this point, I'm not so certain. I am not pointing myself, if even subconsciously, to there, so I can justify what's going to happen. And it's important people understand the deception is not necessarily because we're dirt bags. We're deceiving ourselves. So I will come back. I hope to have some messages. I hope somebody is going to understand that this is important, and I'll do it for free. Just help me get out there and to do something positive with my life for a change. I did it. For 6 years, I can do this. And that was heroin and pills. Plus, now I'm into cocaine. It's just incredible the road I've taken. And I really want to sit and get it all out, because nobody on the planet knows everything. And I want everybody on the planet to know everything. So thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking your time. Those of you who have contacted me, for some reason, they suspended my Twitter, so I can't even reach out. I'm sending emails, doing what I can. I'm not very savvy on a computer. I'm learning, and we will grow together, as I said. And as always, I can be reached at 727-484-2265. You can always email me at drugswreckedmylife@gmail.com. And again, we have a website in the making. Again, a drug addict, I'm either 1,000 miles an hour all in, or I am in a coma. So thank you.